Here's the scene. It's cold outside. It's snowing. It's Chicago, the middle of winter. In fact, it's February, Valentine's Day. And here's our handsome young man about to deliver these wonderful roses to someone he's eager to impress. Wait, roses in Chicago in February? Where do they come from? Not from greenhouses in the United States.
No.
There's not nearly enough. In fact, millions of roses are being delivered on this day all over the United States. But where do all the roses come from?
I don't know.
A rose is a truly global product. They're grown in countries like Ecuador, Colombia, and Kenya. Behind every Valentine's Day rose, there's an extensive network of people from all over the world. From the farmer, to the shipper, to the auctioneer, and the retailer. All cooperating to produce and transport roses from field to hand in a matter of days. Notice that this amazing process is not centrally directed. There's no rose czar, no Politburo production. Indeed, no single individual even knows how the entire process works.
What?
Each individual only sees a small part of the whole, and each individual only acts on their self-interest. But through the price system, each individual's local knowledge and local interest are coordinated with the whole, as if, in Adam Smith's words, guided by an invisible hand. So on Valentine's Day, I give my wife roses, because to me, the rose is not just a symbol of love. It's also a symbol of global cooperation coordinated by the invisible hand. But what is this invisible hand? How does it work? In future videos, we'll go behind the metaphor so that we can see the invisible hand and better understand our world.
If you're ready to move on, just click next video.